Idaho rancher turned politician Butch Otter has opposed having wolves in the state since the federal government brought them back a dozen years ago. But now, as Idaho's new governor, Otter has the power to do something about it. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren has more on what he's planning.
Wolves are thriving in Idaho, but many ranchers and hunters don't like that because wolves eat livestock and game. And because wolves are on the endangered species list, hunting is out of the question. Standing on the steps of the Capitol in Boise, Idaho this week, Governor Butch Otter told a group of about 300 sportsmen that this is about to change. He expects the federal government soon to take the gray wolf off the endangered species list in Idaho. Then Idaho's own management plan will determine the fate of the state's 650 wolves. Local television station KTVB caught the moment.
Folks, that management plan includes you.
Otter says his goal will be to cut the number of wolf packs from 70 to about 10.
In fact, I'm prepared to bid for the first ticket to shoot a wolf myself. We got him here, and we're going to manage him.
These comments dismayed animal advocates. Suzanne Stone represents Defenders of Wildlife in Boise.
If they came out and did what the governor has just threatened to do, that would mean killing at least 500 wolves here in the state, and then they would have to continue that killing because wolves would try to reproduce, try to maintain numbers, and they would have to be killing pups and entire packs.
Stone says losing their federal protection makes wolf populations vulnerable, but the new governor's hostility will make the situation worse.
This is our worst fears, that the state of Idaho would not be able to maintain a professional level of managing wolves, but instead would slide into the politics of the anti-wolf rhetoric that we hear in the state.
But federal Fish and Wildlife Service officials say Governor Otto's statements don't seem outrageous.
The governor's not, he's not off base from the standpoint of what's required for recovery.
Mitch King is the Fish and Wildlife Service's regional director. He says the minimum number of wolves necessary in Idaho to keep the species viable is 100. So the state has a lot of leeway in deciding how much hunting to allow.
I feel very comfortable that that Idaho is still going to meet their obligations under their wolf management plan.
King says he expects the agency to propose taking the wolf off the endangered species list in 3 Rocky Mountain states next month. The states could take control of the wolves within a year. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.